This is the first retreat we've done. And so, you know, my idea is what I felt like the Lord laid on my heart is that what are some of the times I really connected with God? And it was always a men's retreat. I've asked many guys, hey, when did you really connect with God? Of course, God can meet you anywhere at any time. But when you specifically set aside a weekend to seek the Lord with other men, great things happen. So that's what we're praying for, and we have an incredible speaker coming.
Yeah, you know, when I was on the website, which, by the way, the website is NM, New Mexico, nmmenofhonor.com.
Yes.
And saw you're having the retreat, and Bob Cornuke is going to be the speaker at the event, an American writer, if you're not familiar, president of Bible Archaeology Search and Exploration Institute, BASE, which is operated out of Colorado Springs, and describes himself as a biblical archaeologist and just looking at all the different things he's done, looking forward to the guys getting with Bob and just our time here together. I want to bring him in now. Bob, thanks for taking the time to join us on ABQ Connect.
It's great to be here. Just a little correction. I deal in archaeology. I'm a former FBI-trained homicide investigator that used those skills to research the Bible and use archaeology. I have a PhD in Bible and theology, but not in archaeology.
Okay.
So what I try to do is I can't tell you one pot from another, but what I try to do is find lost locations in the Bible based on the clues given to us in Scripture, and that has served us quite well. We've had great success as of late, and since I've seen you, Dennis, we have about four or five new discoveries that are just mind-blowing.
Mm. Well, and that I gather after you speak at this retreat, you know, hanging out up front afterwards, there's going to be plenty of guys that are, you know, you actually, if you're looking to recruit people for trips, man, you'll probably find them. You know, for those not familiar with all the work that you've done to show how, you know, we can trust the Bible when it comes to the things that are written there through archaeology, share maybe one of the things that people may have said, oh yes, I've heard of this guy, I gotta go see Bob in Capitan.
Well, Bible archaeology is overrated because it's more of an art than a science. It's really the study of durable rubbish and trying to figure out what it says. And a lot of people will put their own agendas to that because they want to find to become sensational, give them notoriety, give them income. And I try to look at it as, wait a second, guys, I need to be out there ferreting all these facts out and trying to find out what is real, what do we know, what do we think we know, what do we don't know. And so when I am on stage and I'm presenting things, it's when a real strong bit of ferreting out these facts to try and see if they're from Scripture or not. And I'll be talking about the Real Mount Sinai, which is now being made into a movie, my work over there, talking about where the Real Mount Sinai is located. I'm going to be bringing some evidence. And in fact, this is the first men's conference that I'm going to do that I'm going to bring physical evidence that I've collected over the years that has been piling up in my office here. My wife says, what are you going to do with these one of these days? I said, you know, I think it's about time that I just go out and show the guys this evidence that I have obtained from around the world from different biblical sites, a little piece of lead from Paul's shipwreck anchor that we're going to be bringing over. We're going to be bringing over a piece of, we're going to be bringing over actually flagrum tips from Jerusalem from the time of Christ that were used to whip him. I have the only 9 flagrum tips in the world.
Wow.
It took me 10 years to collect them. These are actually dated to the time of Christ in Jerusalem. Now, I don't know if they were used on Christ, but conceivably they were because of where they were found. Nails that were pierced into his wrists and his feet. I'll be bringing over some real crucifixion nails from Jerusalem. And I have about 5 or 6 other really great objects that I'm going to be bringing that will really make that ethereal connection to people
as
to to in relation to the Bible, where I think they're from and what they really signify. And I hope that they encourage, because in my collection here, I've just been working really hard to get the actual artifacts that I do believe are from biblical significance, and the guys will be seeing stuff that is the real deal.
I hope that already it gets me going. You know, I'll tell you what as I listen to you talk about that, Bob, it reminds me similar. I think what the guys will get is similar to what if anyone's taken a trip, you know, a Pauline cruise or gone to Israel. I know when I came back from Israel, it illustrated the Bible for me. Mm-hmm. And I believe some of these artifacts that you're going to bring, people are going to see them. And when they talk about, you know, when they're being taught the story of the crucifixion, or they're teaching it to someone else, visibly, you know, they can really imagine the elements that were used. You know, it wasn't just a whip. It was a, you know, a cat of nine tails, essentially, with glass and rocks and hooks and just a devastating weapon of destruction on a human body. And to really appreciate what our Lord and Savior went through in his suffering for us. Dennis, you had something?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I enjoy about Bob is that he invests in men. I've always known him to invest in men. He was one of the speakers at Promise Keepers. And that's why I want him to come to Lone Tree and speak to us, because encouraging men with these artifacts and with his experiences, especially experiences of being captured and seeing the hand of God free him and Jim Irwin. Oh my gosh, he's got some stories that are just amazing. Gives me chills thinking about it.
Yeah, but, and without giving, you know, without taking the wind out of your sail, or you know, I don't want to steal too much from what you want to share, Bob. Any on that story in Turkey that you want to share?
Well, I'm going to be going through, it's called Lessons from the Ledge, and so since I've been arrested, I'll tell you, I've been 82 expeditions overseas, some of them very, very difficult and scary. I'm going to be talking about a lot of those stories and what they taught me spiritually, called Lessons from the Ledge, and I'm going to be going through those stories of looking for the real Mount Sinai, looking for Noah's Ark. I've been on more trips looking for Noah's Ark than anyone that's ever lived on planet Earth, more miles by jeep and foot and boat and airplanes and helicopters and everything. And I'll be going through all those stories looking for Noah's Ark. I'll be talking about the Mount Sinai getting arrested and escaping. In fact, three people from the Warner Brothers advanced team is over there now doing site locations on the movie they're doing with Warner Brothers. I'll be talking about that on my escape. That they're producing right now. I'll be talking about Paul's shipwreck. I'll be talking about the Ark of the Covenant in Ethiopia and all those great, incredible stories I have over there. Some of them are pretty dangerous. And more recently, I've been spending most of my time in Jerusalem talking about where is the location of the real temple location. And you can see that on YouTube called Temple. I'll be speaking about that. Also, we found John Hyrcanus's tomb. I'll be talking about that. Mm-hmm. And we think we have found the real Mother Church, the first church that Eusebius talks about. No one knows about that. I'll be bringing information on that. And then also, we'll be talking about the new discovery of John Hyrcanus's tomb and how that figures in with biblical history and prophecy. So Jerusalem has said, the archaeologists over there have said, that this is one of the top five discoveries ever in history, and I've not really talked about it. It just got re-reviewed in a peer-reviewed scholastic paper with Georgetown and the Hebrew University. So as my discovery, I had them do the paper on it, and I'm not smart enough to do that. You guys put it together. And it's going to blow your mind what we have over there and how that figures in. We found the first inscription of John Hyrcanus II, and he was killed by Herod the Great, and I'll be talking about him and what we found over there and be bringing actual pictures of all these things.
Yeah, so that'd be exciting to see the slides and the pictures. And Bob, as we put a bow on our conversation, I want to think about the guy that's listening, that's thinking about doing this. And you've been, you know, this isn't your first rodeo. I didn't ask, but I'm going to guess, you know, you've done events like this. talk to the men that are listening or wives that are listening about what a life-changing event this could really be.
Well, guys are skeptical today because they're being fed a lot of hogwash out there from sensationalists that want to make a name for themselves by giving false readings on these locations. They always make a big deal. And it depends on who you listen to last that you'll probably believe. I'm going to try to eliminate that. I'm going to give the guys solid stuff that they can chew on and let them be the jury. I'm not going to tell them what this means. I'm going to let them decide. It's like, you know, when Christ met the doubting Thomas, he said, you know, Doubting Thomas is there. And so he said, Thomas, here's my holes in my hands and my side. And Thomas fell on his face and said, my Lord, my God. When he saw the evidence of the crucifixion, that's called evidence-based education. Very powerful. That's what Jesus did. I'm trying to use that as a model and show people the physical evidence of Scripture that is solidly researched. And I'm a former FBI trained homicide investigator. I prepare my stuff like it's going to go to a court where I don't care about what emotion is, what this is. I want to know what the facts are. And I'll tell people what I think I know, what I don't know, and certainly what we do know. And it will blow their minds. They're going to come back a different guy. Their faith level is going to go up a big notch on this trip.
Well, Bob, listen, we're going to have to tie this up. We're out of time. But I want to thank you for the time you took today. Thank you for the investment you're going to make in the men in New Mexico. And, Bob, thank you for making the Bible your standard and the work that you're doing in ministry it's, you know, when you're working with the truth, only good things are going to happen. So we appreciate the time and look forward to hosting you here. You know, you're going to be real close to Smokey Bear, so, well, at least his hometown.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful space to visit with the men in. And, gentlemen, you need to register for this. It's NM Men of Honor. And on the website, if you click on events, you'll see register for a retreat. It's January 30th through the 1st at Lone Tree Bible Ranch in New Mexico. It's south of Albuquerque. But the cost includes the two nights lodging, all the meals, the conference activities, and hanging out with Bob and hearing these stories. Yeah. I mean, it just sounds great. Dennis, I appreciate you and your time. And Bob, again, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.